Welcome, brothers and sisters, to Bantu Foundation Studies, where we intend to share and interact as we review our totems, that there is no African who walks on the earth who has no totems, two basic totems. We are also going to share the issues of identity resolutions, because we are Bantus, and who is a Bantu? Where are Bantus found? What does Bantu mean? Does Bantu mean a language only, or it is a racial term? We are going to also share a number of facts of history, the realities of history that have been hidden from us, our ancient origins, our ancient civilizations, and also the negative as well as positive influence of religions like Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, as well as many Eastern philosophies that are now touted under the terms of meditation, yoga, and many, many other terms. Bantu Foundational Studies is a series of 12 modules that will open up a lot of avenues for our thinking process, for our identity resolution, as well as rebuilding using ancient philosophy and ancient knowledge, ability to solve current problems, be they be health issues, financial issues, relationship, what I must eat, nutrition, and as well as preparing our lives unto death. Because one day we shall be breathing the last, and we will be buried. How will we be buried? Where will we go when we die? What is the purpose of my current life vis-a-vis the day that I will depart from this flesh, from this body, from this vehicle? We are also going to deal with a lot of metaphysical as well as philosophical issues. These will fall under the term of mysteries or ancient wisdom, because our ancestors built 7 civilizations. We actually do not subscribe to the timelines that are given by scientists. Therefore, we look at our ancestors maybe 26 billion years ago, which we call the great calendar or the great year. If so, it means that this melanin dominant human body that we inhabit is the most ancient and the oldest body on earth ever. And it's a privilege for us to be living and to have a consciousness, an Ubuntu or Mahati consciousness, in this physical flesh and body. So I am proud because of that ancient connection that I have with all the archaeological as well as archaeo-astronomical explanations of the ancientness of the civilizations that are found on the earth that were built and signed off by our ancestors. That's what Bantu Foundation Studies is going to review and to share to all those that are engaged. So I want to thank and invite everybody and say, let's interact, let's study, let's not agree and accept 100% all that you get in the modules. We have got your rights and your spiritual rights and natural rights to question, to refuse, and to demand evidence and a hierarchy of evidence and a proof, step-by-step factors that will lead us to make that conclusion that totems is basic, as well as a resolution of our identity is the only solution to many of our current problems. We are also going to look at the history of various religious philosophies or teachings like Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. And I think many of us that have been watching our videos on Hamiti Hebrew ethics, Ma'arifa Dohem, now understand or appreciate our philosophical position on this religion, that they were derived from African Anunian ancestral reverential system. And because of that, the similarities that we find in these stories are all African story that comes from the mythopoetic and also mythological basis, as well as the teaching art of ancient priest teachers that taught us and revealed these things to many of us. So welcome, and I appreciate your patience and your desire. We are building up, and very soon we'll continue to have more better lessons and greater research. These are organic researches. They are not static. So what you learn today what is revealed today, what you learn in Bad Foundation 1 or Bad Foundation 3 or 2 or 5 or 12 will completely be different in 2-3 years' time, or even in next week. Why? Because our ancestors, the wise and the only civilized people in antiquity, left vistas and vistas of knowledge codified that needs to be deciphered. At the present moment, it's rather unfortunate that we are using a Euro or Greco-Roman interpretation system or deciphering system formulated by Champollion and guided by so-called Egyptologists. But what we have done in many of our approaches, as well as in many of our renaming and the redefining and taking the power to define, we have put a Bantu twist. So you got a right to look at ancient names, ancient concepts, ancient grammar, ancient rituals, and recodify them according to your Bantu tradition that you select. Maybe Ashanti, Aluo, Kalanga, Ndebele, Zulu, or Caribbean, or Central American, or Philippine, or Aboriginal, or Maori, or anything, because our ancestors recognized the whole earth as one country with different sections and different environmental sections. They did not define the earth as what Euro Gentile scholars have done to give continents. They say there are 7 continents. Therefore, the things that we are going to share in Bantu foundation studies will impact our current philosophies and the way of life. And therefore, let's not be scared of change. Let's go ahead. If it's ritual, if it's metaphysical exercises and activities, if it is food and nutrition that we need to change, if it is a perspective that we need to look at, whether it's financial investment, whether it is health, whether it is relationship, whether it is personal romantic relationship or personal sexual activity that you want to enhance, boost, and experience to the highest vibrational level, let's not be scared. Let's go for it. Because that is how our ancient ancestors were able to come up with civilizations that has baffled a lot of people, and that has also caused a lot of others to want to steal and grab and take. But they left their signature of totems and identities that we know, and the vibration that we know when we use Bad Foundational Studies will cause us to enhance and reconnect and to become one and in synchronicity with our ancient ancestors. That's the purpose, to rebuild that synchronicity in which we will be able to use that ancient and tap that ancient wisdom of our ancestors and bring it to the current situation to resolve current problems and challenges, as well and enhance and make our life exciting and blissful to live. We do not need to go to heaven to be happy. We do not need paradise. We do not need an external force or an external power. Our ancestors revealed everything for us. It's all for us to go and grab. And Bantu Foundational Studies is a tool as well as a guide and a principle that will give us the authority, the power to redefine, to recreate, and to become connected with all our ancestors. And by ancestors, I do not mean my biological only, but I mean all prominent ancestors, as well as the divinities and powers and thinking, ability, and metaphysical direction. Thank you. This is Preacher Rabbi LM Dumizulu saying, have a good time. Welcome. Thank you very much. Goodbye.